This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. My first guest this second hour is a young lady that hasn't been on our show for 33 years. That means she's never been on our show. Donna Mills, what a great actress. From KISS, my friend Paul Stanley will be joining us. Later on, Brad Meltzer. Now, Brad has been on our program many, many times talking about his great shows on the History Channel. But he's got a brand new book out right now that is absolutely unbelievable. It's called The Nazi Conspiracy, The Secret Plot to Kill Roosevelt, Stalin, and Churchill. Great book. And then in our lifestyle segment, we'll talk about sleep with Jenny Mars and what it's like to be on the red carpet as a reporter with Valerie Greenberg. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today. I'll be right back with Donna Mills.
Today, those interested in maintaining healthy blood sugar glucose levels still have limited choices when it comes to good-tasting, thirst-quenching beverages. One brand expanding consumer choice for blood sugar-friendly beverages is GlucoDown. Manufactured by publicly traded Glucose Health Incorporated, trading under the symbol GLUC, a leader in America's true growth industry, diabetes-friendly functional beverages. GlucoDown's prebiotic fiber blocks the body's absorption of dietary sugars, moderates after-meal increases in glucose levels, and helps maintain regular digestive health. Every nutritious and delicious serving has no sugar, no caffeine, and is a great source of prebiotic soluble fiber. All 8 flavors are dietitian-recommended to maintain blood sugar in a healthy range. Available at CVS, Publix, online at Walmart.com, and a top category choice on Amazon. For more information on the company, visit GLUCReport.com. To begin maintaining your blood sugar in a healthy range, visit Amazon and search GlucoDown, GLUCO, Down.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towels that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
All across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi Today. I was just telling my guest, who's terrific. She's beautiful, she's talented, and I was just saying to her that in almost going on 33 years that we've been doing this show, 19,000 guests, I think this is her first time on the show. In fact, I know it is because I would certainly remember if Donna Mills joined us. Hi, Donna, how are you?
How are you?
I'm doing good.
I'm glad I'm going to get to finally talk to you.
I know that. And you know what? I don't know what made us wait 33 years. But I tell you, let's not do another 33.
Okay, yeah. Great.
Boy, what a career you have had and continue to have. I mean, your memorable role as Abby Cunningham on Knots Landing. But you've done so many things, worked with so many greats, Clint Eastwood, Donald Sutherland, Martin Sheen. The list goes on and on and on. So many things. But now you are returning, I'm sure, to what all actors like to return to, and that's the live stage in Burbank at the Colony Theater. Tell us about this, Driving Miss Daisy. Wow.
Driving Miss Daisy. Yeah, they called me and they said, you wouldn't want to do Driving Miss Daisy, would you? And I went, well, yeah, I think so. Let me think about it. And I kind of, you know, went out to see the theater. It's a beautiful theater.
Yes, it is.
It's just the right size for a theater. You know, it's not too big. It's not too small. It's stadium seating and a thrust stage. So everybody, there's no bad seats in the house. And it's just, and I said, well, you know what? I haven't done a play for a long time. This is a challenging role. You know, let me try it. Let me do it. What the heck? And It's been really an adventure and hard.
Sure.
But it's really fun.
Well, you know, one of the nice things about doing theater, and you know this better than any because of your acting experiences, is that you have an immediate response from the audience. You don't have to wait 6-8 weeks to see if the thing went over.
Right, right, exactly. You know, and we have our first dress rehearsal in, you know, and there'll be a few people there. There won't be many, but there'll be a few. And I'm actually really looking forward to that because the play becomes very different when there's an audience.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
And this play is very funny. It's sad in a lot of ways. It's touching in a lot of ways, but it's funny too. So I'm looking forward to, you know, hearing where those laughs are and stuff like that. Hopefully they're there.
Well, I'm sure they're going to be there. Now, I think everybody should know that this is going to be running for some time. It starts this Saturday at 8 o'clock
right.
at the
mm-hmm.
Colony Theater in beautiful downtown Burbank. And it's going
right.
for a limited engagement, but a nice run for people to come see you. But when they asked you, Donna, to play the role of Daisy, Miss Daisy, okay, what did you
yes.
say? Because that is a role that was played in the movie by a very elderly lady and nowhere near as attractive as you.
Well, thank you very much. You know, I thought, first of all, when she starts out, she's actually younger than I am right now, okay?
Okay.
And she ages to 97. And I thought that's a real challenge for an actor. And the fact of the matter is I can't do it with makeup because I'm on the stage practically
right.
all of the time. There's no time to go and do age makeup. So it becomes physical, it becomes mental. It's a lot of challenges for an actor, you know. It's a lot of really interesting things to do. So I like it. I like that kind of challenge and finding something new. I mean, that's how you stay young.
That's
you find
right.
new things to do.
That's right. And not shy away from new ideas and things like that because you're used to doing them our way for so long. If you don't go back and do the makeup, how do you pull this off? How do you age so much over a period of maybe 2 hours?
It's physical. It's,
wow.
it's my body.
Really?
It's what I do with my body. It's the clothes. It's the shoes. It's the it's more physical than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and mental. Her mental capabilities get slowed down when she gets into her 90s.
Wow.
You know, so you just have to take that into consideration and just go into that. I mean, you kind of have to live it up there, you know?
Do you have to do anything with your beautiful blue eyes to make him like a dull brown?
No, I've never tried that, actually.
Don't.
No, I wear little glasses. You know, but other than that, no.
Could this go on the road for a while, Donna?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I don't think they have any plans to do that. This is just a theater, you know, that's there. So I don't think so, but who knows? You never know what's going to happen with, you know, things like this. So.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Back in 1971, when you were a part of the Play Misty for Me movie, I have to be candid with you. I was a disc jockey at that time, and
oh.
it scared the living daylights. I didn't want to go to work for a week, you know?
I can imagine. Yeah. I can imagine. You know, I haven't seen the movie for quite a while.
Me neither.
But people, it runs, I guess, on television. People tell me it holds up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It holds up. I'm afraid to watch it now. I'm in the radio business.
I know. It was a very scary movie. I must say, Clint, you know, he proved himself after that as a director, but that was his first directorial effort.
And you had a clause in Knots Landing that your contract said that the character could never be a grandmother. That was back in 1979. Obviously, your approach to acting has changed doing this role a little bit, huh?
Well, 30 years later, it should.
Were you diagnosed with arthritis back in 2000?
Yeah, I've had it for a long time. Yeah. It runs in my family. Both had it. My brother has it.
Yeah, I say that only because I know that you've done an unbelievable amount of work for BEAT, the Arthritis Awareness Group, and so many other things when it comes to human rights causes, Easter Seals, women in film. I congratulate you for the work that you do for the Arthritis Association. That's great.
Thank you. Thank you. I try to do what I can as much as I can and bring awareness. And, you know, and one of the things that is so important for people and a message to get them is to keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, arthritis kind of makes you want to, you know, sit in front of the TV, but that's not the way to beat it. That's not the way to not feel it all the time. You have to keep moving. So, you know, I try to get that message out. And, you know, and there are drugs, there are things that can be done, but you just can't sit down and let it take over.
Boy, you certainly aren't doing that. And a little late in congratulating you on your Emmy Award for the portrayal of Madeline Reeves on General Hospital. See, we should have had you a long time ago because, you know, you mentioned before your parents. Your dad was an oil executive. Your mom was a dance instructor, and you studied ballet throughout your teens, right?
Oh, yeah. I started out as a dancer.
Really?
Yeah.
I
started studying when I was about 5, and then I started working as a dancer in Chicago. I did summer stock and industrial shows and all kinds of things. And actually, when I first went to New York, I was dancing and acting. I was kind of doing both, but you know, kind of would take any job I could get. So that dancing background, that discipline that a dancer has to have has really stood me well over my life.
Well, you know, Don, I tell you, dancing does that, but ballet dancing really does that. I mean, you really have to be disciplined to do that because that's tough stuff. Well, I wish that I could be at this theater on opening night, but I might be there sometime during that stay because I'm here in Orlando. But it's worth the flight to Burbank to the Colony Theater. It's opening this Saturday at the Colony Theater. It stars the very lovely and talented Donna Mills in the role of Miss Daisy in the play Driving Miss Daisy. I'm so happy for you, Don. I really am.
Thank you, Ron. So nice to talk to you.
Well, you know what? Let's do it again. We don't have to wait 33 years. In fact, if we wait 33 years, I won't even be here.
Me either.
Okay. So let's plan on something a little bit sooner, okay?
Okay, you got it.
And may I say something? You are one beautiful lady.
Oh, thank you. That's very sweet.
Well,
thank you.
Good luck. I'll say break a leg, but you never say that to a ballet dancer.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
I'll just say good
luck.
Thank
you so much.
Okay. Thanks, Donna. Donna Mills has been our guest. Boy, I tell you, she is a talented lady. I love watching her act, and she's part of Driving Miss Daisy at the Colony Theater in Burbank.
Oh, thank you, Ron. You're a really good interviewer. It's not hard with you.
Oh, that's very sweet of you, Donna. Thank you so much. But it makes it a whole lot easier when you have a great guest with answers that aren't yes or no. And there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Seggi today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. By the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted to using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. That group needs no introduction, believe me when I tell you that. And I'm happy to see that this is a frequent appearance by our next guest, who's not only with that group, one of the founding fathers. Joining us right now is our friend Paul Stanley. Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Good, Ron. Good speaking to you again.
Nice talking to you, too. And thank you for being with us. Always great when you're here. You're a good guest. You really are.
Thank you.
I am actually really shocked when I heard this promotion, because I thought, hey, I want to do this. I'm a singer. I should be involved with this thing. This is great.
Really, it's cool. I mean, the whole idea is that we are offering the opportunity not only to jam with me, but be part of what's called Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp that takes place in Los Angeles, and you will be tutored, mentored, and get to jam with me, some other great musicians, and it's a really great event. It really is a fantasy in that people from all over the country and all over the world come together, whether you're a professional, whether you're a doctor who wants to rock out, or a student that wants to rock out. You get a chance to form these bands. You get mentored. You learn a song. And then you get to play live on a stage in a world-renowned club in L.A. And I'll be part of it, too. But all around the country, your Rock and Bruise is the place to make your application, to step on stage with me and see what we can do together.
Now, this legendary club you're talking about is the Whiskey A Go-Go in West Hollywood, California. Now, this camp, this is sensational. Now, how intimidating is it to play with people like yourself? And I understand that one of the members from the Eagles is going to be there. I mean, this is...
Yeah, Don Felder.
Don Felder, yeah. Are you going to be in costume, Paul?
Well, it depends on what you consider a costume. I dress rather dapper every day. So, you know, compared to some people, it'll be a costume. But it's my everyday look.
Can you play any instrument? And can you be a vocalist?
Absolutely. There are drummers, bass players, guitar players, keyboard players, singers. It's so much fun. I mean, look, I don't have to do this kind of stuff, and I've done it time and time again because it's just a great, great time. And there are people who repeat, you know, their involvement, so to speak, whether it's the teachers or the people who come from all around the country and world. Once you do it, you want to do it again. And if you can only do it once, it's a chance in a lifetime.
I just can't imagine what it would be to win this. Past rock star camp headliners, Jeff Beck, Brian Wilson, Roger Daltrey, Joe Perry, Def Leppard, Alice Cooper. I mean, just a ton of people.
and to play with Paul Stanley. Now, this is a very diplomatic way, I guess, of putting this. How do you tell somebody or appease somebody when they come up and they're not really that good? I mean, what do you say to them? Like, you know, go back to driving a truck like they told Elvis?
Well, yeah, the great thing about Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp is it's not about necessarily aspiring to be the next big rock star.
Right.
It's about loving the music. So you're put together with people who are of your level, and there's no intimidation, and it's all about having a great time. It's about fulfilling your fantasy, and there's no pressure on you. There's a lot of smiles, and people are just having a great time. Everybody, you know, it's not boot camp. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. Paul, if somebody doesn't win this, and obviously there's going to be a lot that are going to apply and not win, can they just register to go to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, you can go on the Internet and find Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, and you can see the date of this particular one. And enroll. It's really that simple. And I can't say enough about it, because between the time spent with all your mentors and your counselors, who are all either very, very well known or very well respected or both, you have an opportunity that's so unique. And then to get to play on the stage at the Whiskey at Go-Go that hosted The Doors, AC/DC. I mean, so many bands, Alice Cooper. The list goes on and on. This is hallowed ground, so to step on that stage is
sure.
Very cool.
Sure. Now, you know, one of the things that I am very happy to announce is your support, as I do and so many people in this industry does, and that is the appreciation of music. I don't want anybody listening to Paul and myself now and getting the impression that if you get involved with Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp that you have the ability and the talent of a Paul Stanley. The fact that you are involved with music, which is, as Dick Clark used to say, the blueprint of our life, is what's really great about it. You don't have to be, you know, the best in the business, or you don't even have to know how to play an instrument. Just go there and enjoy the heritage of music. Right, Paul?
Really, that's what it's about. I mean, which celebrates the music we all love. Going to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, it's not a test. Certainly going to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp is about enjoying and immersing yourself in music that you love. And we always make sure that we acknowledge and pay tribute to our military and our first responders. So it's just a very, very cool atmosphere. And Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, in the same way, is a way to enjoy rock and roll, whether or not you want to be the next Led Zeppelin or if you know, you are a weekend warrior.
Yep. Go to www.rockandbrews.com/contest rules for this great Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. And the winner gets to jam at the Whiskey A Go-Go with the legendary Paul Stanley. Paul, that's super. I am so glad you're doing this. You're always on top of things.
Hey, I have the life that I never even dreamed was possible. So every day for me, as long as I'm looking down at the grass instead of up at the grass, it's a good day.
That's a good day. Paul, I don't have to tell you this. You're always welcome here, and we're going to plug this a lot over the next few weeks, okay?
My pleasure. And, you know, I look forward to hopefully seeing a winner from listening to your show.
I hope so, too. And I hopefully will see you in this neck of the woods.
We have plans already.
I know you do. Thanks so much, Paul. Have a great day and look forward to having you back soon, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Paul Stanley, what a nice man he is. He is just a genuinely down-to-earth nice guy. And, of course, co-founder of KISS. And we're talking about a real sweet promotion where you get a chance to play with Paul Stanley of KISS. Are you kidding me? And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
You keep on shouting, you keep on shouting.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
USA News Update. The White House says additional documents with classified markings were found in President Biden's Delaware home this week. White House lawyer Richard Sauber said he discovered the newest documents in a box initially found by the president's personal attorneys on Wednesday. Sauber noted that all of the pages were turned over to the Justice Department. So what would you do if you had the winning billion-dollar ticket from Mega Millions drawing last night?
I would retire.
I can't even fathom how to even spend that kind of money.
Well, somebody did win. The lottery ticket sold in Maine matched all six numbers, worth over $1.3 billion. The CDC and FDA are looking into concerns that the Pfizer COVID vaccine causes strokes in those 65 and older. The CDC notes that overall the data suggests it's very unlikely. Dave Collins, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Seggi today. And over the 32 years that we've been doing this show, we've made a lot of friends, and our next guest falls into that category. He was named one of the 25 most powerful authors in Hollywood by The Hollywood Reporter. You've seen him on television with the History Channel's Brad Meltzer's Decoded and Brad Meltzer's Lost History. His books include The Escape Artist, The Inner Circle, and he's back with us here with a brand new book called The Nazi Conspiracy, The Secret Plan to Kill Roosevelt, Stalin, and Churchill. Joining us right now is Brad Meltzer. Hi, Brad. How are you? Welcome back. Nice to hear your voice again, my friend.
Oh, fantastic to hear yours.
We've been doing this for a long, long time. Tell us about this book, because this discusses the first ever face-to-face sit-down with Joseph Stalin, Winston Churchill, Franklin Roosevelt in Tehran, Iran, to decide exactly what the direction was going to take place in the world. But it had a little snafu when the Nazis found out about it.
That's exactly right. This was the first big meeting where they were going to discuss Normandy, troop movements, morale. It was a vital moment for the war effort. And FDR comes to town because it's in Tehran, because that's where Joseph Stalin said, it's here or it's nowhere. We're not having it. And FDR comes, his motorcade is moving through the middle of the city, and everyone's craning their necks and waving because they all want to see the president of the United States in World War II. What none of them know is that's not FDR in the car. It's actually a decoy. It's a Secret Service agent pretending to be him. The real FDR is across the city, ducked down and hiding in the back of a beat-up sedan, racing through the city's side streets because they're worried Nazis are going to kill him. And I just ruined chapter one of the Nazi conspiracy. But that's the opening scene of the book. That's the opening chapter. We were determined to kind of pull that moment apart. You know, why is FDR hiding? What Nazis are trying to kill him? What's going on?
I'm a presidential buff. I think you and I chatted about this in the past. I have a replica of the Oval Office in my home. But I never knew that story about how they had a decoy during that. When Joseph Stalin saw Roosevelt, he was a little bit concerned, and he even mentioned, if I knew he looked that bad and was in that poor of health, I would have gone to America for this meeting.
Yeah, no, when they first started, they took out a ruler, and they said, everyone, you know, let's figure out who's, we'll go equidistant, let's meet in Alaska, you know, each close to everybody, and Stalin wouldn't have it. What I didn't know this story either, Ron, and one of the things that it was amazing to me were the Nazis that I'd never heard of. We all know, obviously, FDR and Joseph Stalin and Winston Churchill, but there's a Nazi in this book named Otto Skorzeny.
Yes.
And he's a real person. Adolf Hitler asked him to come to his Wolf's Lair, to his, of course, his main headquarters. And Hitler had brought in all of his top special operations guys, and he wanted one by one, he wanted to see who the toughest was for a mission. And he asked all of them one question. He says, what do you think of Italy? And all of them give these answers, oh, Italy's on our side, and we support them. But Otto Skorzeny, this one Nazi, blurts out above everybody, he says, I am from Austria, my Führer. And what he's really doing is gambling, because he knows that Adolf Hitler is from Austria, and a true Austrian forever resents Italy, because in World War One, Italy took a piece of Austria and never gave it back. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, Ron, Adolf Hitler looks at this Nazi, Otto Skorzeny, and is like, you're my guy. You will see the secret mission that Adolf Hitler puts Skorzeny on. It's the wildest story. I mean, it's so crazy that I asked the editor of the book to put a photograph in the book just to show the moment, because we're like, if we don't actually physically show it, people won't believe it's real. It's the wildest Nazi story you've never heard in your life.
Now, why did it fail?
It failed because the British captured some paratroopers early in the year, and the Russian NKVD, the Russian intelligence, they basically captured some people as well, some Nazis that they interrogated them and basically went to the Secret Service here. And just as FDR arrived, said, listen, we think we have a threat against your boss and our boss, and we got to move them. The story of how they find this information is bananas. It involves a Nazi who's sleeping with another woman who's sleeping with an American GI. So the story has like sex and Nazis and fighting. And it's, you know, if you love history, it's a story you won't believe.
Well, I love history. And my contention has always been that if you don't know history, you are going to not know what to do in the future or the present. And I think that's probably a lot of the problems we have in Washington today, is that they don't know the history, because this authoritative regime, the Nazis, exists today, not necessarily in the form of Nazis, but in the form of other governments.
Oh, Ron, you're so right, and I so appreciate you saying that. You know, when you see Kanye West or you see Charlottesville, we kind of wring our hands here and we say, I can't believe this happened in America. And one of the things we found while researching the Nazi conspiracy was that there was, during World War II, a giant rally, a Nazi rally in Madison Square Garden in New York City.
Right, right.
20,000 people showed up to cheer. They had a big banner of George Washington surrounded by swastikas. The first speaker that day said that if George Washington were alive today, he'd be friends with Adolf Hitler. You know, we didn't just write the Nazi conspiracy to entertain you, but also to warn you that if you, as you said, if you don't know your history and you don't know how to speak up and use your voice and stop this, then you're going to repeat it.
Yeah, we do that every day. And it's one thing if you do it like, you know, your father tells you, don't buy a convertible because the top will leak is one thing. But when a government is in power and you don't read history, you're in a world of hurt because these things repeat themselves over and over and over again. How do you research something like this? Because this is really backdoor, behind the scenes, things that go on. I mean, you even get reaction from how Adolf Hitler felt about the Pearl Harbor.
No, it's an incredible thing to research. You know, it's very hard. We had to have Russian translators and researchers who could speak German. The Nazis, of course, did not keep great records. Many were destroyed, but they used to keep their top secret intelligence on what they called brown sheets. And brown sheets were literally called that because they were printed on brown scraps of paper. They were locked up. After you read them, you're supposed to destroy them. It was like the Mission Impossible briefcase for the Nazis. But Joseph Goebbels used to keep intense diaries. And stupidly, intelligence-wise, used to write down what he read about in the brown sheets in his diary. So we were able to see, and we were able to even find that the Nazis, I didn't know this, this was chilling to me, but you know how in the Enigma machine we cracked their codes, they had also cracked ours.
Mm-hmm.
And they had been reading international cables between FDR and Winston Churchill. They knew what we were doing. No one knows the exact day that they found out that the big three were all meeting together, that FDR and Churchill and Stalin were going to meet together, but they found out about it. And once they find out about it, and they have a man on the ground there, they get the greatest thing that anyone gets in a fight, Rom, which is an opportunity.
Right.
And you better believe the Nazis were prepared to take that opportunity.
Yeah, no doubt. Knowing you as I do, Brad, there's got to be a reason why this book at this time, this subject at this time.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I feel like you got to listen to the universe. When we started writing the book, Josh and I always ask, what's it really about? Not just the plot to kill FDR, Churchill, and Stalin. What's it really about? And that's why I love talking. You know me so well. But, you know, this book, we started because we saw anti-Semitism at what we thought was an all-time high. And here we are 2 years later, and it's even higher. And, you know, I think when I think of the American dream, Ron, I don't think about it as money you make. I think the American dream is also when you see someone weaker who's being picked on, that you use your voice and you say enough.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that the Holocaust happens, you know, death camps don't start the Holocaust. The Holocaust starts with slogans and rallies and propaganda and book bans. And that's where it begins. And so when you see that again, you got to use your voice, as we said, and say enough. And don't let them pick, whether it's on the Jewish community, the black community, the gay community. You'll see them over and over, the immigrant community. You got to make sure you're standing up for whoever needs that help and saying enough, enough, never again.
You know, Brad, I know that you are on a horrendous schedule. By the way, you go to bradmeltzer.com to find out, because he's going to be in Boca Raton, Orlando, Dallas, Tulsa, St. Louis, Winston-Salem for a question and answer book signing. But there's so much more I want to talk to you about. And you mentioned the banning of books. Your books on Rosa Parks, Dr. King, were banned in Pennsylvania this past year. And I would love to get into doing that, but I know you're on a tough schedule. You've got to be able to squeeze out some more time soon, my friend, and come on back and let's chat more about it, because it's a fascinating book, and it's the right thing by the right author, by no doubt.
I thank you for it. Yeah, I couldn't believe that our books on Rosa Parks and Dr. King were banned.
Unbelievable.
Luckily, we were able to fight back.
Well, we need to, you know, go into that at a later time when you're free. So, Brad, thank you for joining us. And I look forward to maybe rescheduling something so we can talk more about the Nazi conspiracy, the secret plot to kill Roosevelt, Stalin, and Churchill, and why these books were banned in Pennsylvania just this past year. That's crazy. Brad, it is always nice when you're here. You need no invitation. You're always welcome. And I look forward to your return soon, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. Always appreciate it, Ron, from the start.
And we got to talk about that Elvis story that you want to do soon.
Yes, I know you love that Elvis story.
Okay, great. And, of course, the host of television shows that are very popular on TV, including the Brad Meltzer Decoded and Brad Meltzer's Lost History. Get this book. It is called The Nazi Conspiracy.
So kind, so kind. You've literally supported me from the start of my career. I sit here today because of your kindness, sir.
Thank you, Brad, for saying that. Very kind of you. And we're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Segi today.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted to using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Next guest is a television personality that I was just telling for everyone on the air. I went home yesterday. My wife had it on. Husband and wife team of Jenny Mars and David. Joining us right now is Jenny Mars. Hi, Jenny. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron. Thank you. I'm doing well.
You've been doing a lot of remodeling with your company.
Aww.
And now you're going to tell us how to get some sleep. This is so important. I've got to have the right kind of sleep. And how do you do that?
And yeah, you know, getting a good night's sleep is so important. It improves your brain performance, your mood, and just your overall health. To me, it also helps you to be present and live in the moment. I believe it is so important, which is why I've partnered with Natrol and Walmart. They are on a mission to help consumers fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and most importantly, wake up revitalized this new year. They have a Natrol Habitat campaign and sweepstakes that I'm excited about.
How many hours a night is it good to have enough sleep, and does it depend on whether or not you're 7 years old or 75 years old?
I say it depends on the person. I think the suggestion is 7 to 8, but it really does depend on the person.
So tell us about this campaign.
The Natrol Habitat campaign, giving consumers a chance to create a perfect sleep environment and win some amazing prizes. The grand prize is pretty incredible. It's a $10,000 bedroom makeover. The secondary prizes include a Walmart gift card, Natrol sleep aid product. Along with this campaign, I've developed 6 top bedroom design tips because, you know, my goal is to show consumers how to create the ideal sleep environment so that they can sleep better. And I think the bedroom and designing your bedroom is a really important part of that entire experience. Here we go. So first tip is symmetry in your room with furniture and accessories, because it does help to create that harmony. You want this to be a place that's serene and calming. And then in order to do that as well is to have lighting and layers. I think it's really important to have lamps, overhead lights, dimmers to really cut down on unwanted bedroom light at nighttime. I think, you know, you want to kind of ease in to sleep. Of course, cozy bedding, smart sleep tools like Natrol Melatonin and a relaxing book or a journal close by to really help you wind down. Tranquil scents in your bedroom help to set a sleepy mood. And of course, serene and soothing colors promote ultimate relaxation. I think, you know, there's a time for bold colors, there's a time for bright colors, but the bedroom is not the time. You know, you want this to be a place that's serene, where it can be a restful retreat.
Jenny, you mentioned reading a book. What about watching television? Because I know there's a lot to be said about that.
The suggestion, I think, is to not watch TV or read on your phone right before you go to bed, because that blue light interrupts the natural sleep cycle. So I think it's best to do that prior to when you're getting into bed and relaxing. A book is a much better choice.
For a long time, I thought, I'll put on the TV, get a little update of the news, and I start dreaming about all the problems we have in the world. The days of The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, where you laughed and everything was a little bit of levity, you didn't mind falling asleep to that.
Yeah, especially your show. I agree.
Tell us again, Jenny, how we could win this $10,000 bedroom makeover.
Yes, absolutely. And you can find all my tips as well on my website for Natrol. It's natrolhabitat.com.
And is that where we can register to win, too?
Exactly.
Okay. Nothing is more important than a good night's sleep.
Thank you, Ron. It was so nice to chat with you.
Nice chatting with you, too. We look forward to your return.
Have a great day.
You, too. And that's Jenny Mars.
Tell your wife hello for me.
Okay, I will. Thanks, Jenny.
Bye.
Joining us right now is a dear friend of our show. She's a celebrity lifestyle expert and a red carpet reporter. Joining us right now is Valerie Greenberg. Hi, Valerie. How are you?
Hey, Ron. So great to be back with you, always.
Thank you, dear. I appreciate that. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
Valerie, let's talk about resolutions.
It's really about starting something. It's not about worrying about the end result. It's just about getting started.
Wow, that's tough.
I think that if people don't overthink things and they just make the move in the positive direction, that's what it comes about. So don't overthink it and just do it. That's the mantra. But yeah, so it's really about taking care of ourselves. So I recommend creating a perfect home spa experience with EarthKiss and their beautiful range of kombucha-based face masks. So these face masks, they're going to give you a radiant glow because they to boost your dry skin and really give it that quench that it needs to be hydrated. And you can get it for under $4 at Rite Aid, Ron.
Is that for men and women?
Absolutely. There's no reason why everyone can't pamper themselves and treat their skin the way it deserves. I mean, who doesn't want a nice complexion? It just makes you feel that much more confident. So I recommend it for men and women.
Hey, I agree with you. What about finances in the new year?
Savings is a great way to, you know, be better financially in the new year. So I recommend PayPal Savings. It's provided by Synchrony Bank. Just a great tool to incorporate into your savings routine because it optimizes financial wellness to achieve your savings goals with a current APY that's 12 times the national average, making it easy to set goals, earn interest, and track your progress with no minimum balance or monthly fees. Plus, it has auto-save features. You can even set up automatic transfers. And you can find out more about that at paypal.com.
A lot of times with the technology that's available, some people get confused. It is not hard to figure out.
It's not when you incorporate this tool, because it just really streamlines everything for you and takes you through step by step. So if you go to paypal.com, you'll see how easy that, you know, growing your savings can really be with this tool.
Let's talk about the food.
The biggest challenge for most people is actually health and wellness and improving it. Start the new year turning your healthy resolutions into lifelong habits with MyFitnessPal, the number one global nutrition and food tracking app. It's going to inspire users with easy-to-implement tips so they can make small daily changes, which will lead to big improvements. Now, the MyFitnessPal account and 14-day Jumpstart Your Health Challenge are free, so this is a great way to really track your food, your fitness, and reach those health goals faster.
Is there a way, you said don't overthink it, is there a way to maintain the resolution? Because so many times it is broken and it's hard to maintain it.
Yeah, I think that if you break it, it doesn't mean that you can't start from scratch. That's the thing. So many of us are like looking for this jump off point, but it's about not beating ourselves up if we slip up. And speaking of that, we all want to incorporate clean nutrition into our daily lifestyles, and I have a way to do that and protect the planet. So Neutral Milk is the country's first carbon-neutral food company, and by making it your milk of choice, you can be doing your part to fight climate change. It's organic, and it comes from pasture-raised cows on family farms that love and care for their cows. It's a great source of protein and vitamins, no oils, fillers, or unhealthy ingredients, and it's available at Sprouts Farmers Market and Whole Foods Market.
Valerie, when we go to youvebeenvalidated.com, what are we going to find there?
Lots of celebrity interviews and lifestyle tips to feel your most confident and be able to sort of reach out and get out of your own box.
Where can we go for more information on this and much more that I know is available?
For all the information that we just chatted about and more, you can visit tipsontv.com.
Because of the fact that these resolutions sometimes have a tendency to fall between the cracks, you need to come back soon and chat some more about ideas and talk more about the website and how we can maintain a great 2023.
That would be my absolute pleasure. But again, I want to leave people with this. Give yourself grace. Go easy on yourself.
That's a great suggestion, because I think people beat yourself up sometimes because you think you're going off the rail. Don't do that.
Correct. Okay. You are absolutely right, Ron. It was a pleasure chatting with you.
Nice chatting with you, Valerie. Thank you so much.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Valerie Greenberg has been our guest, celebrity lifestyle expert, red carpet reporter, which is a difficult job. I've done that a few times. You're listening to Ron Seggi Today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
That's a wrap with Ron Segi today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include my buddy and fellow Italian, Tony Danza, from Chicago Fire, Kara Kilmer, and Miranda Mayo. I want to thank Barry Manilow, who's back doing a few dates on the road. He's doing one here in Orlando on Tuesday. From the Impractical Jokers, Joe Gatto, actress Donna Mills, Paul Stanley of KISS, author Brad Meltzer, Jenny Mars, and Valerie Greenberg. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. And until then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.